KY Says.
Saklewa Sahib, and welcome back to our Satsang podcast with Bible Youth. We are so excited to continue our Upasana translation journey with you all. Before we start, we would like to make shout-outs to our amazing Bible Youth team. From scripting to recording to producing, everyone is doing a great job. Your dedication and seva are truly inspirational. So, without further ado, let's get started.
Sat Keval Sahib Keval Youth, welcome back for another riveting episode of our Guru Mahima Translations. In our last episode, we had a wonderful roundtable discussion about some of the verses we have translated so far. It was a much-needed refresher.
Yes, it was. Our Guru Mahima is longer and filled with so much valuable gnan. We need to take a minute to appreciate its impact and meaning. Even as we are translating, I find myself re-listening to episodes so I can remind myself of what we have learned so far.
I do the same. So in episode 5, the episode prior to the one we just released, we stopped at verse 81, just a bit over the halfway point of our Guru Mahima. The verse is, Teni sakya sanmat juo purani, pucho sata shastra ni gama narani. In this verse, Pujya Srinanda Ji Maharaj was concluding a series of verses in which he emphasized the truly unfortunate plight of individuals who do seek or, worse even, leave Param Guru's sacred and holy Sharan.
These individuals get lost in cyclical patterns of attachment and the sad emotions associated with such attachments. For example, straying from Param Guru will also take me away from my principles and morals, even a little in the beginning. Staying in Param Guru's Sharan serves as a constant reminder for how I should behave and act. Self-reflection on my actions allows for me to realize my mistakes and correct them moving forward.
Right. I like to think of it as guardrails. Have you ever seen or been on one of those bridges? You know, the ones that stretch across over a large body of water? People are crossing the bridge and holding onto the rails as they do because the bridge is a little bit wobbly and they want to maintain balance and stability as they cross. Life is like this bridge. Life is wobbly. Random events will occur and we will be thrown off our balance. However, if we have these guardrails to grab, we will be able to stabilize ourselves and prevent falling.
If we stay in Param Guru's Sharan and obtain this Gnan and implement it, it will serve as guardrails for us. We can and will find our balance and stability as we are crossing this bridge called life. You know, I heard this saying earlier today. It was something along the lines of, knowledge without implementation is like an ocean without water. And I was really thinking about it because it makes so much sense. Without implementing our knowledge, what good is it? It isn't. Like, it has no purpose. So we really need to implement this gnan once we go into Param Guru's Sharan.
So Radhi, before we move forward, what do you say we introduce our guest for this episode?
I say, let's do it! So, KY, today we have two of our fine KY professionals with us to help us translate the next several verses in our Guru Mahima. At this time, I would like to introduce Deepika Ben to all of you. She was a guest on our episode, one of our episodes in the first series, and she is back again to share her knowledge and experience with us. Deepika Ben is a pharmacist in Canada and a working mom of two. This beautiful mama bear always makes time for her KY Seva. Welcome, Ben. Welcome.
Sat Kewal Sahib, Radhika and Nista. I'm so glad to be here again with all of you. And I feel blessed to be able to translate our Guru Mahima verses. Every time I do satsang, I just feel closer to Param Guru and my Seva.
I agree. I feel the same way. And now, I would like to introduce our next guest, Janki. Janki is one of our original Keval Gnan Mandir Sevaks. She has been involved since she was very young. She is currently leading our Keval mobile app project as she continues to work full-time and give Seva wherever she can. Welcome, Janki. We are so happy to have you here.
Satkewal Sahib Babi, thank you for that introduction. I'm happy to be here again to share this amazing experience with you, Radhi, and all our Keval Youth Parivar. I have always thought it would be nice to understand our Guru Mahima because it is such a big portion of our Upasana.
There are so many people who feel similarly. I am grateful we had the opportunity to bring this Gnan to everyone. I hope all our listeners are enjoying these episodes. We are definitely making some serious satsang gains with all of this.
That we are. Okay, so today we are going to be picking up our translations with verse 82. Our beautiful singers are ready for us once again. Singers, can you start with verses 82 and 83, please?
Madeva Sudhama Bhaye Jana Jeta Guru Vina Moksha Nahi Kahe Veta
Dhana Mana Dhana Jeshisha Samarpe Putatar Frakhe Nasa Sukha Arpe.
Wow, I missed those beautiful voices. I love hearing our bhajaneers sing. All right, for verse 82. Vade vasudhama bhaye jana jeta. Guru vina moksha nahi kahe veta. Vade means says. Vasudhama means on earth. Bhaye means taken birth. Jana jeta means how many ever humans. So however many humans, actually. Guru means our spiritual teacher. Vina means without. Moksha nahi means does not attain liberation from the cycles of birth and death. Does not attain salvation. Kahe means says. Veta means the all-known.
The greatest and most experienced saints have emphasized how, without a proper spiritual teacher, a guru, we will not attain liberation from the cycles of birth and death. We will forever remain on this Ferris wheel in which we go up and down. However, if we have the margdarshan of a true guru, like our Param Guru, then we will be given this opportunity.
I also feel like even if we have Param Guru, unless we take active steps to understand and implement this Gnan on a daily basis, we will not be able to increase our connection to Param Guru, and then we will remain at a standstill in our spirituality as well. In the everyday business of our lives, we give our spirituality a very low priority.
That is the thing. We must remain vigilant about our spirituality. We must prioritize it in the daily hustle and bustle the way we prioritize so much else. No matter how busy I am, I find the time to make a phone call to my friend or spend time with my family. In that same way, we must make time for our guru, because at the end of the day, our relationship to him is the only one which can survive any circumstance or situation.
Very well said, Babi. Very well said. I agree. We must actively prioritize our faith, because as so many great individuals have said before, that is the only way for us to escape this constant struggle of temporary ownership. I read this excerpt from this meditation book about how it is important for us to remind ourselves of our mortality. So often, we live as if we are going to live forever, and we forget that at any moment, we could be potentially living our last. So, we need to free ourselves from these constant binds, all these attachments. They're not going to be with us forever.
Yes, that is also true. If we remember that this life is just temporary, it can help us understand the importance of maintaining our connection to our Param Guru. Okay, so in this next verse 83, Tana mana dhana je shisha samarpe, pota taraf rakhe na sau sukha arpe. Tan means body, man means mind, dhan means wealth, je shisha means the student or disciple, samarpe means surrender, pota taraf rakhe means to keep with oneself, na means no, sau means all, sukh means happiness, arpe means gives.
So let me briefly explain this verse, but then let's move on to verse 84 and 85, because these three verses are connected in their meaning. So with this verse 83, Sri Nandaji Maharaj is explaining something similar to what we were just discussing. In order to truly achieve liberation, we must devote our mind, body and wealth completely into our Guru Sharan without reserving any happiness or comfort for ourselves. Singers, can you please sing verse 84 and 85 so we can translate those verses?
Evo adhikar dhare jan jehi paame pad kaival moksha sadehi.
Evo vrata piche guru gati vanta tene taji jiva lahe nahi anta.
So, verse 84. Evo adhikar dhare jan jehi पामे पद कैवल मोक्ष सदेहि. एवो means such, as said in the above verse. अधिकार means rights. धरे means acquires. जन जेहि, the devotee who. पामे means attains. पद कैवल means कैवल पद, the position in कर्ता's धाम. Moksh means salvation. Sadehi means with body.
To continue with what we were saying in verse 83, in this verse, we are saying such a devotee that completely surrenders his mind, body and wealth at the feet of Paramguru without reserving any rights of happiness or comfort for himself will be able to get moksh while being in this human life. Human body.
And verse 85. Eva pratapi je guru gati vanta, tene taji jiva lahe nahi anta. Eva means such. Pratapi means well known and respected. Je guru gati vanta means the guru that gives gyan. Tene taji means to live him. Jiv means ansh, lahe nahi means does not get, anta means moksh.
And on the opposite side, the ansh who abandons Param Guru Sharan and strays away, who does not devote themselves, will not experience the eternal happiness of liberation. They will be stuck in this material world and its highs and lows. So, to summarize, these previous three verses, 83, 84, and 85, are emphasizing the importances of our complete surrender into Param Guru Sharan with our mind, body, and wealth, and in turn, what that will do for us.
When we say mind, body, and wealth, what does that mean? How do we use these physical aspects of ourselves to show our devotion to our Param Guru?
Well, we use our mind to pay attention in satsang or try to understand the verses of upasana as we sing. We use it to make active decisions about doing seva and bhakti. We use our body to actually do bhakti and seva. We have to use our indriyas to obtain this information and combine our mind and body to make good choice that Param Guru would be proud of. When we start earning money, we have the bhav that we want to donate a part of our earnings to mandir or some sort of service, because that is us giving for a cause greater than ourselves.
So basically everything. Let's think about this. Param Guru is giving us a way of life. Through our actions, our thoughts, our everyday choices, we are showing Param Guru our sharan. Our bhakti is important to show our devotion. Of course, however, with our bhakti, our daily actions matter as well. We must live a good life. Tell the truth, avoid gossip, be honest in our actions, meaning do not cheat or con anyone. All these matter as well. We must do all of this every day.
Right. Being in Param Guru's Sharan means to honor his Gnyan by implementing it and using it regularly as we do his bhakti. It will take work and require effort, but the fruits of this type of life are truly beyond comparison. All right, singers, please sing us verse 86 and 87, please.
पाम्यो मनुषा देहो को महामूल्य कुन को मत्य आवितु जपुल्य
फरीदाव आवो कबु नहीं आवे चुके गुरु थी जमा पुरही जाए.
All right, so verse 86. पाम्यो मनुष्य देह मोगो महा अमूल्य कुण को मत्य आवी तुज भूल्य. पाम्यो मीन्स टू अटेन. मनुष्य देह मीन्स ह्यूमन बॉडी. मोंगो मीन्स वेरी प्रेशस. महा अमूल्य मीन्स वेरी एक्सपेंसिव और प्राइसलेस, वन दैट इज नॉट इजिली अटेन. Kuna means which, kumatya means misguided, avi means such, tuja means yours, bulya means mistakes.
We have connecting verses once again. Verses 86, 87, 88, and 89 are all connected. So why don't we explain each one briefly, but then do an overall summary once we finish. So, in verse 86, we are referring back to the individuals we spoke about in verse 85. Those who have ignored Param Guru's vachan and deserted his sharan. Those individuals are losing out on such a divine, unique opportunity. These misguided Ansh have been given this precious human life, but they are squandering it away and making this huge mistake of abandoning the shelter of such a Samrat Guru like Param Guru.
And verse 87, Fari dava avo kabu nahi ave, chuke guru thi jamapura hi jave. Fari means again, dava means opportunity, avo means such, kabu nahi means never, ave means comes, chuke guru thi means getting separated from guru, jampura means hell, abode of Yamraj or king of death, and hi jave means will go.
To continue the point from previous verses, Sri Narandashi Maharaj is saying here how a devotee who has received this precious human life will not easily get it again. And if they separate themselves from Param Guru, they will go to Jampura, which is the abode of Yamraj, the deity of death. Okay, so singers, let's have verses 88 and 89 so we can connect those verses into our understanding.
Jai jama pura kare tyavasa sahe maha sankat garba nivasa.
Kaho ketani tuja murak prani jane sharane guru shohit ani.
Verse 88. Jai jama pura kare tyavasa. Sahe maha sankat garbha nivas. Jai means goes to. Jamapura means to the abode of Yamraj. Karetyavas means dwell. Sahe means endures. Maha sankat means great miseries. Garbha means womb. Nivas means resides. So if you combine garbha nivas means cycle of birth and that through a mother's womb.
Furthermore, the Ansh that abandons Param Guru's shelter and that dwells at the abode of Yamraj will have to pay for their sins of abandoning their Pratapi Guru, but will also have to suffer the miseries of repeated cycles of births and deaths, the highs and lows that we are always speaking about.
And verse 89. This verse is a great example of how Pujya Shri Nanda Shri Maharaj is direct and to the point, but in a caring manner. He is only looking out for our well-being. The verse goes, Kahu ketali tuja murakha prani, jane sharane guru suheta ani. Kahu means I advise. Ketali means many times. Tuja murak means you fool. Prani means living being. Jane sharane means go in the shelter of. Guru suheta ani means to guru with love.
I like this verse. There's time to be gentle and a time for tough love. This verse is a great example of his tough love for all of us. So in this verse, we're alerting all our fellow Ansh. Oh, you foolish living being, how many times should I repeat myself? I'm advising you to go to Param Guru's shelter with your understanding, samaj and love for your own good.
Without love, there will be apathy, mindless action. To truly mindfully do Param Guru's seva, one has to have love in doing the seva. Also, let's think. Why is Sri Narayanadasji Maharaj in this verse referring to us as animals? Humans are the most intellectual creatures, the only species with a frontal cortex, higher thinking. We have the understanding of obtaining moksha through bhakti.
If we look back to verse 53, Sri Narayanadasji Maharaj has emphasized, Binu Ansha Bhakti Pati Nava Bhuje. Bhakti are the eyes of the Ansh. We humans have failed to understand that bhakti is the key to moksha. And because of these, we are the same as other animals who do not know any better.
Right. So let's now take one step back and look at these four verses as a whole. We have been given this unique privilege and opportunity of this amazing human life. If we squander it away by going away from our Param Guru, we are wasting this one-time chance we may never get again. If we get thrown back into the cycles of highs and lows, we will keep committing the same mistakes over and repenting for them again and again. And where does this end? Ultimately, we will end up in a place with no true happiness. So we should implement understanding now in this life. Let's go to Param Guru with love and care. It is our only salvation.
I remember this one analogy we used. If we go on a boat and we're in a large body of water, let's say a big tide comes and throws us off the boat. we are not in the water trying to swim or stay above the water so we don't drown. When that happens, we're fighting to survive, hoping some other boat is around and someone can save us. Let's say someone does come by in their boat and sees you struggling, so they sail over to you and throw a rope or some sort of lifesaver. The only way we will be able to save ourselves is if we actually grab it so the person on the boat can pull us onto their boat. If we don't grab onto that lifesaver, even though that person is there with their boat and equipment, we will drown.
In this case, Paramguru has come to us with his boat and his equipment. Do you remember the bhajan? Tarava, 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 Paramguru, avya bhaktone, taravare. Your analogy reminds me of this bhajan. Tarava means to rescue from drowning. Paramguru is here to rescue us, because while being in the water can be a good thing, being in the water too much can lead to other problems.
Right. So in that way, being in this sansar is a good thing. But we need to keep our eye on the bigger picture. We can enjoy our family, friends, our possessions, but we must keep them in moderation and also keep our faith a priority. We must give our time for bhakti, our upasana, and our daily niyams. We must make sure we adhere to our morality as Paramguru teaches us. By doing this, we stay in Paramguru Sharan and Paramguru can pull us to safety. Alright singers, let's go on to our next couple verses. I believe we are at 90 and 91.
तन मन धन समर्पिने रे हु गुरु कसोटी देते सर्वे से हु
सही कसोटी सुख पाम्य अपारु अहो जन धन्य एवा अधिकारु
वर्स 90 तन मन धन समर्पिने रहु गुरु कसोटी देते सर्वे सहेवु. तन मीन्स बॉडी, मन मीन्स माइंड, धन मीन्स वेल्थ, समर्पिने मीन्स बाय सरेंडरिंग, रहेवु मीन्स टू स्टे, गुरु कसोटी दे मीन्स अ टेस्ट गिवन बाय गुरु, ते सर्वे मीन्स ऑल, सहेवु मीन्स इंडर.
दिस इज एन इम्पोर्टेंट वर्स हियर. As we surrender our body, mind, and wealth, meaning as we discussed above, through our service and devotion, we must also be prepared to pass any test of faith placed in front of us. As discussed previously in verse 89, we must go into Paramguru Sharan with love. This will give us the power and courage to persevere through any test of faith.
The Kasoti Sri Nandasri Maharaj is referring to in this verse is a bhakt's ability to endure any adversity that may fall upon them without doubting Paramguru or his plan for them. Let's say, I have a plan for my life. I want to go to pharmacy school after I finish undergraduate studies. However, I don't get in and I am very upset, understandably, right? I try a couple of times, but I still don't get in and I have to change my plans. In this situation, we can start getting seeds of doubt if our love for Paramguru is incomplete. We may think, I am such a good bhakt, I should be getting in. This is not fair.
By doing this, we are actually not being a good bhakt for a couple of reasons. First, by saying and self-proclaiming we're a good bhakt, we're showing our ego. A true bhakt of Paramguru is humble in that every thought. We should be grateful to have Paramguru's bhakti. By declaring ourselves good bhakts, we're indirectly saying Paramguru should be grateful for us. However, Paramguru is Guru Maharaj. He doesn't need anyone, but we need him.
Very good point. How do we know we are good bhakt? How are we measuring? We might think we are, but we may not be, because as we all know, seeing other people's faults is easy. Seeing our own faults is much more difficult. Second point is that we might have a plan for our lives. Yes, that is true. However, Param Guru cares for each and every one of his bhaktos. His care is greater than any plan. Maybe he wants you to do something different with your life. In that rejection could be an opportunity you never considered.
Right. And verse 91 further explains what happens when a bhakt who does pass through the tests of life. Sahika soti sukha pamya aparu aho jana dhanya eva adhikaru. Sahika soti means after enduring the test. Sukha pamya means to get happiness. Aparu means limitless. Aho jana dhanya means, oh, such a person gets glory. Eva adhikaru means who got such rights.
A bhakt, an ansh, who does endure adversities with humility and understanding and tries to make the best out of any situation given to them, will obtain the true rights and privileges of limitless happinesses and will become glorious themselves. Before we move forward, singers, let's go on to the next two verses, and then we'll bring all of this together.
તેનો યશ જ્યાં ત્યાં સૌ કોઈ ગાશે જેને હૃદય ગુરુ કરે જો પ્રકાશે
ગુરુ સેવામાં ચૂકે ચૂક પડાવે તેને ઠોર ઠેકાણી કોણ ઠરાવે
વર્સ 92 તેનો યશ જ્યાં ત્યાં સૌ કોઈ ગાશે જેને હૃદય ગુરુ કરે જો પ્રકાશે તેનો યશ મીન્સ દેર પ્રેઝ જ્યાં ત્યાં મીન્સ એવરીવેર સૌ કોઈ મીન્સ એવરી વન ગાશે મીન્સ વિલ સિંગ જેને મીન્સ હુઝ હૃદય મીન્સ હાર્ટ ગુરુ મીન્સ ગુરુ કરે જો પ્રકાશે મીન્સ ઇનલાઇટન્સ
ધીસ વર્સ connects back to verses 90 and 91. By saying how anshis that faithfully devotes themselves to their guru, their hearts are enlightened by the light of knowledge of their guru. Such anshis are praised by all in this world, further emphasizing how bringing Param Guru's gnan into our lives and staying in his sharan will only lead to our ascension in this life and afterlife.
You know, this reminds me of another bhajan verse. You know that bhajan? Ame upas kare. In that bhajan, there is a verse. Kaivale gnyan kare ghat ma ajvaru. Khune ne khachare rahe na andharu. In this bhajan, Ranchod Dasji is singing about how Kaival gnyan lightens up our ghat, meaning our hearts, and there is no darkness remaining anywhere, in any corner or anywhere.
I love how we can connect these verses back to bhajans, because I know that will help me remember the meanings. I remember this bhajan too, Bobby. We grew up listening to these bhajans, and I sometimes forget how peaceful and calming they are to listen to. Sometimes, when we miss our niyam or upasana, it is good to turn on bhajans as we are driving home, or going for a walk and just listen to them. They too can help us maintain our connection to Param Guru by reminding us these points.
That is a very good point. I know nowadays there are many music apps and many different types of music. It is good to listen to music, but we must remember what we put in our minds. Our ears are like inputs. We should be careful what we are feeding our brains through our music. Sometimes, listening to bhajans instead of music can also help us give us calm and peace. Okay, so let's go to our next verse, verse 93. Now, this verse is connected to the next three verses, 94, 95 and 96. Guru seva machuke chuka padave, tene thora thekane kona tharave. Guru sevama means in doing the seva of Guru, in the service of Guru. Chuke chuka padave means does mistakes and misguides others. Tene thora thekane means to the definite place where the Ansh originally came from, Kaival Dham. Kona tharave means who will take them.
So let's go back to understanding what happens when we lose focus on Guru Seva. Do we see how often Sri Narandashi Maharaj emphasizes the importance of focus and discipline? And he keeps reminding us of what happens when we chuke chuka pardave, meaning when we make repeated mistakes despite knowing better. If we continue to make mistakes in our Guru Seva, abandon our Guru, and misguide others from Guru Seva, who will redirect us and bring us back on the right path? Kon thekane lavse? You know, we use that word at home, thekano. Like, if I'm using utensils in the kitchen, my mom will be like, bachi thekane muki deje, meaning put it back in the proper place. In this case, we are saying, who will give us this proper place? Who will help us get in the proper place?
But see, Param Guru is the one to give us this proper place and help us find our thekanu. If we abandon him and continue to make mistakes, then we really have lost hope. So singers, please give us verse 94 and 95 so we can continue with this.
Bhame bhava ma bhama to bhura bhave sukhe nahi pame kape kaad dave.
Jene maathi kaad tanu paya bhari tene guru bhakti lage nahi pyari.
Verse 94. Okay, stay with me on this one. We have a little bit of a tongue twister here. Pame bhava ma bhama tobura bhave. Sukhe nahi pame khape kaala dave. Bhame means aimlessly roams. Bhava ma means on earth. Bhama to means roam around. Bura bhave means with vile nature. Sukha means happiness. Nahi means no. Pame means attains. Khape kaala dave means pressed and crossed in the time wheel.
So the Ansh that makes the mistake of not going to Param Guru's shelter and also misguides others in not doing Param Guru's seva, such an Ansh is stuck in the cycle of birth and death and continues to accumulate negative karma. Remember, we learned how Param Guru's Gnan is really a way of life. It helps us live a life above negative influences and helps us show compassion and empathy to our fellow Ansh. However, by ignoring his shelter and repeatedly making mistakes like this, we continue to stay on the Ferris wheel.
In other words, we will be stuck in this samsara taking birth after birth to deal with all our karmic baggage we keep accumulating. Only Param Guru can help us put an end to this endless roaming. And verse 95, Jene mathe kaad tano bhaye bhari, tene guru bhakti lage nahi pyari. Jene mathe means whoever's head. Kaad tanu means death. Bhaya bhari means great fear. Tene means he or her. Guru bhakti means devotion for Guru. And lage nahi pyari means does not like.
Furthermore, the Onch who is constantly roaming in the time wheel always has the fear of death hanging over his head, because they think this life has everything and don't try to connect to a higher energy. They are constantly scared of death. Such an Onch does not have any love and or devotion towards their guru, and they do not like doing guru bhakti.
We think we are happy in this life, what we have, and we lose sight of our mortality. We live as if we will live forever, but we all know we will not. When we pass, we will have to take another birth to deal with all the karmas we have done here. However, by doing Paramguru's bhakti, we can reduce our karma and take care of all our checks and balances in this life. Then we don't have to take rebirth. Then we just have to go with Paramguru. Okay, singers, please go for verse 96 and 97.
एने गुरु के मा करे प्रति पाड़ा दयाड़ु घना पाण दे मुख काड़ा
गुरु पासी बेसी नहीं स्थिर खाई प्रति मिलमी जा अनाहुत पाई.
Verse 96. This verse will wrap up this set of verses. एने गुरु के मकरे प्रतिपाड दयाड़ु घनापन देमुख काड. एने means the अंश mentioned in the above verse. गुरु के मकरे means how will the गुरु. प्रतिपाड means protector. दयाड़ु means kind and compassionate. घना means a lot. Pana means in spite of. Demukha means leads him to the entrance of. And Kada means time, wheel or era.
To summarize this set of verses, in this verse, Sri Narandashi Maharaj is asking, how can even a guru help such a person who becomes so misguided? Paramguru is Karunana Sagar, meaning an ocean of compassion. He's always willing and prepared to help all Ansh, but we must go to him. How can he help the misguided Ansh who have strayed away? We have used this analogy in the past, but I think it fits well here as well. Let's say we're outdoors late fall or winter, and we're near a bonfire. In order to feel the greatest warmth, we must sit as close to the fire as possible. The fire won't come to us if we stay far away.
Right, but in this case, Paramguru has actually come to us. He has come to us from Karta's Dham with this voluminous and incomparable Gnan. He has done the biggest part for us and us only. The only thing left for us to do is go to him right here.
That's right. Paramguru is Param Dayalu, meaning ever compassionate and caring. He wants to help every Ansh. He has that much compassion in his heart for all of us. From these past few verses, we want to really understand how much Sri Narandashi Maharaj is trying to help us see the light. He is telling us exactly why we should make this critical turn towards Paramguru. And what happened if we ignore these signals? Let's stop making the same mistakes over and over. We must learn from our own mistakes and the mistakes of others.
Exactly. All right, so let's go to our next set of verses here. We start with verse 97. Guru pase bese nahi sthira thai, vruti vilame ja anahuta pai. Guru pase means besides guru. Bese nahi means does not sit. Sthira thai means steadily. Vruti means thoughts. Vilame means engulfed. Ja means where. anahuta means attachments, and pai means to get or obtain.
These next set of verses are very relatable to all of us. How often are we sitting for upasana or for our mara and we are unable to keep our focus upon paramguru or what we are singing? Our minds are wandering in so many different directions, thinking about our friends, our family, our possessions. We are unable to focus.
And isn't that what Sri Narandashi Maharaj is referring to in this verse? We're sitting by our guru, but we're not still, meaning our minds are not stable. Our vritti, meaning our thoughts, are possessed by our possessions.
Right. Okay, singers, let's have verses 98 and 99, please.
अनर्थ अर्थ कमायो कुटिल खोयो मानुषा देह मोग माशुशील
साकुट को केटली कहु शिक्षा गयो अधोगत बिना गुरु दीक्षा.
वर्स 98. अनर्थ अर्थ कमायो कुटिल खोयो मनुष्य देह मोगो मासुशील. अनर्थ मीन्स रॉन्गफुली. अर्थ मीन्स मनी और वेल्थ. कमायो मीन्स अर्न. कुटिल मीन्स विद डिसेप्शन और फ्रॉड. खोयो मीन्स लॉस्ट. मनुष्य मीन्स ह्यूमन. देह मीन्स बॉडी. मोंगो मीन्स प्राइसलेस और प्रेशियस. महासुशील means great virtue, high moral standards.
When our minds are engulfed by our worldly possessions, like Janki said, we become possessed by our possessions because we are so concerned about these attachments and maintaining them. In order to preserve them, we might be willing to do anything, like lie or cheat or do something shady to keep them. We might do something unethical or immoral to make more money so that we can maintain a certain type of lifestyle that's expensive. We may come under peer pressure. We may be unkind to others. We may hurt others intentionally or unintentionally. At the end of the day, our possessions take over our lives.
And in doing all these actions, we have wasted this extremely precious and mogo, as Sri Narandashi Maharaj calls it, human life. We have lost it in all these falsehoods. Okay, verse 99.
Sakutaku ketali kahu shiksha gayo adugata bina guru diksha. Sakutaku means wicked or vile. Ketali means how much. Kahu means say. Shiksha means advice. Gayo means gone. Adugata means downfall or misfortune. Binu means without. Guru Diksha means guru's ordination or guru's preaching.
Here we're asking another question. Sri Narandashi Maharaj is asking, how much advice do I give to such a person who has chosen to follow a more vile or wicked path? Now they're responsible for their own downfall because they did not pay attention to their guru's teachings and advice.
So as Radhika mentioned previously, so often we do negative karma to increase our wealth and possessions. As we learned previously, this goes against the lifestyle Paramguru teaches us to lead. And as such, we stray further and further away from his sharan. We should earn and take care of our sansar, meaning our family, but we must do it in a moral way and keep our paramguru with us as we are, so we do not get carried away with these possessions. So singers, can we please do our next two verses?
तदपि गुरु महापरम दयालु लई शरणे सुख देवे रसारु
ए दयाड़ु गुरु ना गुण गाता रही जगे मालही जे सुख माता।
All right, Kaival youth, we will wrap up this episode with these final two verses. So for verse 100, Tadapi Guru Mahaparma Dayadu Lai Sharane Sukha Devi Rasadu. Tadapi means still. Guru is referring to Param Guru. Maha means great. Parma Dayadu means very kind. Lei means have taken. Sharan means the shelter. Sukha means happiness. Deve means gives. And Rasadu means like nectar.
But even so, Paramguru will always remain Mahadayaru, meaning the most kind and compassionate. Even an Onch who strays away and commits various misdeeds, if they rectify their ways and come back into Paramguru's Sharan, Paramguru will show them mercy and help them find their way back towards true happiness.
But in order to obtain this guidance, we must keep our minds stable, sthir, meaning their minds should only be fixated in doing Guru's seva, surrendering their tan, mon and dhan without being engulfed in the worldly attachments.
An example we can take here is, let's say a plate has two different foods. One is spoiled food, the other is fresh. If we truly want to enjoy the fresh food completely, we first must remove the spoiled food from the plate. Even the sight or smell of the spoiled food will disturb our enjoyment of the fresh food. In a similar manner, in order for us to experience happiness at Paramguru's Sharan, we have to remove all the negative karam from within us, like jealousy, anger, thoughts of stealing, lying, cheating, gossiping. This internal cleanse is extremely important for our Uddhar.
Yes, exactly. Okay, and now for our last verse here in this episode, verse 101. Eva Dayadu Guru Na Guna Gata Rahi Jaga Malahe Je Sukha Mata. Eva means such, Dayadu means kind, Guru means Paramguru, Na Gun means qualities of, Gata means praise, Rahi Jagama means residing in the world, Lahe means experiences, Je means that, Sukha Mata means supreme bliss and joy.
Once an Ansh grows into Paramguru's Sharan with love and keeps an open heart and mind and keeps their focus and concentration upon Paramguru, will experience his Krupa, which will result in incomparable happiness. This happiness we get from Paramguru's Krupa is completely different from the happiness we experience from each other or buying something. This happiness is internal and cannot be taken away by anyone or anything.
Right. See, Paramguru wants this for all of us. It is why Sri Nandaji Maharaj time and time again refers to Paramguru as Dayadu. He is constantly wanting to help us and is ever ready for us. Despite all our misdeeds and mistakes, He will welcome us into His Sharan and give us a chance. See, humans are biased. We would not give anyone such chances like this. But Paramguru is our Hiteshi. He wants us to be happy.
Which is why He is Guru Maharaj. And He is the only one who we can truly trust and rely upon. Wow, these past couple of verses definitely gave us some important points to contemplate. Actually, the past couple sets of verses.
That is a very good point, Radhika. And after listening to each episode, contemplation is the key. if we think about the verses we just translated and learned about, we can try to figure out how to apply them to our lives and where we need to improve in our own faith journey.
We have discussed this in previous satsangs several times. And one great way for us to stay on track with our faith and self-reflect is by keeping a weekly journal. This journal can include our gratitude, our actions, our progress, and anything else as it relates to our faith journey towards Param Guru's Sharan.
Yes, I have always liked this idea of keeping a journal. It is a great way for us to keep our actions in check as well. Kaival youth, there is definitely a lot to think about. So we will leave you here with all of this. Thank you for joining everyone, and thank you to our amazing guest for this episode.
Thank you, Nista and Radhika, for having us. It was a very blessed experience, and I enjoyed this satsang time with my Guru Beno. Sat Keval Sahib Keval Youth.
Thank you, Babi and Radhi. Keval Youth, it is always an honor to be involved in any seva with you all. If you have any questions or comments, email satsang@keval.org. Sat Keval Sahib.
This work is copyrighted in 2021 by Global Youth, which is a national subsidiary of Global Gyan Chicago Foundation. Reproduction in any manner is prohibited without the express consent of Global Youth. For more information, visit www.global.org or email satsang@global.org. All rights reserved. Sat Keval Sahib.